Luna enters Virgo. Expect to be considered a guru. Welcome to episode 70 in season 4 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Sunday, February 28th, 2021. Virgo Luna biquintiles Aquarian Mercury in his her conjunction to Jupiter and trine to the Gemini Dragon's Head at 1:53 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Your words matter right now more than ever. Fortunately, you can expect them to not only be accurate, they're going to shock everyone, albeit in the best possible way. Expect to find a group that's enthralled by what you're telling them. And that group is going to demand more of the same from you going forward. Not the same words. They want to hear more and more of your ideas. And not because you're telling them something new, it's because you're putting their vaguest thoughts about truths that matter to them into words they can follow. Luna opposes unaspected Piscean Neptune at 3:06 a.m. See? That's it. They already know the truth of what you're saying. They just hadn't been able to put it into words for themselves. And they sure hadn't heard anybody else do it before either. Luna biquintiles Jupiter at 6:48 a.m. Yeah, expect to be considered something of a guru. What the hell? At least you understand that it took an awful lot of hard work to get where you are right now. Luna begins a grand trine with a trine to Capricorn Pluto in his trine to Taurian Mars and quintile to Aries Chiron at 12:42 p.m. Yes, yes, yes. This is where all of your hard work, even all those hours of busy work and practice, well, especially all of the serious reading you did, well, that's when it starts to pay off. Luna trines Mars at 3:58 p.m. and goes void, of course, for 3 hours and 19 minutes. Of course, this means you've got plenty of work ahead of you. Work that promises to be handsomely paid, though. Nice. Luna enters Libra at 7:17 p.m. and biquintiles Taurian Uranus in his square to Aquarian Saturn and sextile to Piscean Sol at 9:55 p.m. Getting paid for your art, it's pretty much a dream come true for all artists. And you are one, whether you realize it or not. Your only obligation now is to serve that art. Congratulations. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget, episode 10 of the Hansel and Gretel Code is now out there in the wild. I hope you'll take a listen. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.